‫בישליסס, המצור במצווה קארל ‫שיחמורו, ‫שאינת ידי מטסורו של ביצווס. ‫הוא קם לסרט מצווה קארל, ‫זה כאילו לא גדל. ‫זה עצום הבוי מום. ‫זה מקסט של ביג דיפרנס. ‫ריאליז שאינת ידי מטסורו של ביצווס. ‫וכאילו את הנדה למשנה, בכל מסך בספר נכתבים. There isn't a mitzvah that you do that isn't written down. ונאמר לו על מלאך תחו שישלם לך שכר פעולתך. This is a gewaltig limud. One of the biggest mitzvahs that people look at is a mitzvah kala. And they have no mussig what the schar is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's the koishi of learning? There's two koishis that stand in front of a person. Number one, anything a person does a lot of times, the teva, he loses his chivas to it, because he does it all the time. As he doesn't feel, he sort of gets used to doing it. It's sort of, he doesn't think it's chasha. That's the teva of the human being. Lumbugma. The Yavid says, if there's a very chashir person, you don't know him, he's very chashir. But if you become his friend and you hang out with him all the time, slowly, slowly, he loses his shivas. Because you just get used to it. As by Talmud Torah, being that we're learning so much, automatically we feel we're losing our shivas. As it's ma'ayit chashir to be mechazig ourselves in Talmud Torah. And there's one guy who does a nifladiki job, Chafetz Chaim, and many other Svarim Chaim, Kiniyasi and Parchas Yasha brings it down. The going, this going was like an Evan Pina for them. The going says, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, that kol chefsecha lo yishava. All the chfatzim in the world is not shaved to one, the Torah. Because people think of it like it's going the limud of 5 years, 10 years, if you're a Talmud Chacham. Zog the Goyim in Peya Ariza Gechidesh. Every letter of Torah is a mitzvah b'fnei Yatzah. Every ois of the Torah is a mitzvah b'fnei Yatzah. Val kulam nemal, Talmud Torah, keneged kulam. As if you say one letter of Torah, Al zeh nemar Talmud Torah kenegid kulam. As Aleph, everything in the world is kedai for one letter of Torah. It's the second pshat in b'chol chefsecha lo yishava. All mitzvahs of the world. If you take 612 mitzvahs and you put them together, ein shava l'Torah. It doesn't mean Torah of a year. It doesn't mean Torah of 10 years. One letter of Torah. Zog the Chafetz Chaim so powerfully. You know, if a person, wow, you went to do Bikur Chayla, you went to do Micha Mavela, and on the same night, you also did Simchas Chasen Bechala. Wow, you walk out three mitzvahs like Chav. Wow, you did a great feeling. You did Kibbut Avim, you called his parents. Four mitzvahs. As many mitzvahs, 612 of them. It's not like one letter of Torah. It's the Chafetz Chaim to the words of the Goy. If you think about it, he counted the letters there are in the Daf Gemara. He said a standard Daf Gemara is 200 letters. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. He says from learning a Daf Gemara, 200. Talmud Torah can make it kulam dega mitzvahs. As the Chafetz Chaim was a very good businessman. He liked to invest in what you make a lot of. And he's telling you, Talmud Torah is amazing. Why do you think the Yetzer Hara is so mekadesh on bochurim not to learn? Because he knows the Igus Char is Talmud Torah. And he knows the Igus Char is saying the words. You see bochurim, they sit down. All of a sudden, they become super teeth. They sit down, and they don't say the words. They just like go into deep thought about a deep feel, a deep hagoshen the Gemara. They just say the words of the Gemara. Say the words of the Chumash. Say the words of the Mishnah Berurah, and it's unbelievable, the schar you have. Say the words of the Mishnah. Unbelievable. Every letter you're doing, you say to Talmud Torah k'neged kula. As if you think about it, it could help us be ma'ir. Now, why? So one brother said, we should do this, we should remember this every day. We do! Just we don't realize. When do we say it every day? Right after Birchas HaTorah, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. That's what we're saying every day in the morning. Right after Birchas HaTorah, remind yourself what Torah is. Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Every letter of Torah is so powerful. As that's a dugma of Shiras HaMitzvos. And if you think about it, it could help you. You know, it's very hard for Bachurim to learn because they don't appreciate what they're doing. But the more we appreciate what we're accomplishing, the easier it'll be for us to learn. As it's one dogma, but it's true with a lot of mitzvahs. Let's move on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah then says that you should be Avi Mechashiv, Hefsid Mitzvah, Keneged Sechar, Sechar Aveira, Keneged Hefsid. Before you're about to do an Aveira, which is a Koshian Messiah. Oh, I want that Hanah so bad. I have to look, I have to talk, I have to hule. Think what you're losing. The Yetzihara, he's a very tricky guy. He always puts in front of you, what are you gaining by doing the Aveira? As soon as you want to do an Aveira, he puts in front of you, what are you gaining? It's so hard for you to calm, you'll chill out, you'll have a great time. Oh, he sells you. On the other hand, when you want to do a mitzvah, oh, it's so hard. Oh, you got the elevator's broken again. You got to walk up four flights of steps. Oh, you got to get up early in the morning to get to the base medrash on the high. You're so tired. You need your beauty sleep. You're going in Shetuchim soon. Oh, Himamish, whenever you come to doing a mitzvah, he fakifs you all the... Everyone's going Thursday night. You're going to be a loser and be in the base medrash. Come on. No one comes Friday. You're going to come. You're not a loser. How do we be mitgaber on the Yetzirah? Zog the Mishnah is a gevaldige Yetzirah. The Yetzirah uses the same trick every time. If we know what his trick is, we won't fall for it. It's like even the Israelis, they pull off gevaldige plans, and then they mefarsim their plans. Why? Because you can't use the same shtick twice. The enemy knows it already. You can't pull it off again. Azel, you use the trick once, the enemy got it already. Yet there are people that are so silly, they fall for the same trick over and over and over again. They never learned that lesson. Yetzirah uses the same trick, the same method, and we fall for it every time. As Chazal is megalat us, the tricks of the Yetzirah, the way he works with us. And Chazal tell us what's the way you mitkaber on his trick. He's got the same trick all the time. What's the way? To think. And that's where the Yetzirah gets all of us. When something happens, we just don't think. Should we do it? Is it kedai or not? With a little bit of thought, you could change your life. Zog the Mesilas Yesharim, in the beginning of the Sefer, he says there's a Sulam Ha'ayla L'mayla. For a person to want to be Mis'al and Mis'raymen, it's not just enough to say, I want all the time Mis'ayla, so it's good. But there's a way to do it. There are methods. It's like the guy once says, I want to be Lahabdul, be a marshal, but the Sabbath, I want to be a great ball player. As he's an Israeli boy, you put him on the basketball court, Americans will laugh at him. Like he's going to kick the ball instead of shooting it. He doesn't get the point. It's like, you know, he doesn't chop the matzah. A person that never touched a computer, I want to be a computer programmer. He could want to be, but he's going to touch the wrong button. He's going to erase everything. He's going to... You have to learn how to do it. It's not enough to want to shteig. There's a system, there's a way to do it. There's a Sula Ma'ayla Lamayla. Zakta Mesilas Isharim and Shar HaZihiros. The Sulam starts here. Hefsid Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara V'Tzchara Veira Keneged Hefsida. That's where the Avoda starts. It's 9:45. My roommates are having a Geshmak Hashos. That's where the Avoda starts. Do I think about what I'm doing or I just go with the flow? It's 9:35 at night. And did you hear what Trump said today? Did you hear what they're tooling about? Oh, this sounds like an interesting conversation. A little bit of thought. Ma'at or teichaha veichasha. And now it's 12:45 and a bachar has a different nisayon. A little bit of thought could change his life. Every person in whatever stage of life, he has to start thinking, training himself. Where do I want to go? What do I want ahead? But it's not enough ba'if and klali. It has to be l'maisa at the time. Hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. Because this is the aleph base. If we start doing this, this is the trick of all the gedolim. At one time, Yaakov Galinsky said that it was famous that this Taitler used to learn in a certain base medrash, and he used to hear him learning a certain gemach. Olam Haba is like an expensive chasen, like, you know, comes from leave back to America, middle of the Zman, one of those expensive gishmaka chasenas. You have to chop from the smorgasbord quick, or the good stuff's gone very fast. As the Gemara says, when it comes to Ruchnius, the stipend used to read this Gemara over and over again, every day. Live life. I want to get the most out of life. I want to chop it. Remind yourself. And there's one powerful Gemara that we want to learn, which brings this point out so powerfully. The Gemara says, "Ein l'cho kol mitzvah kala shebetayra sheimat mischara ba'olam hazeh ula'olam haba einu yedeya." Every mitzvah brings schar ba'olam hazeh ula'olam haba rachas kama v'kama. The Gemara mentions from Dalet on the base. The Gemara is speaking about tzitzis. Nowadays, it became a thing. Yeshiva bachurim walk around without tzitzis. They walk. They daven without hand jackets. A halbetzara. Our cities became more popular. We just walk around. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. We walk around. We do things without cities. Because what's Matan Schara Shel Cities? It's such an easy mitzvah. Maisa Bode Mechot She Yizor Be Mitzvah Cities. Shoma She Yisrein Achas Be Krache Hayam She Yitelis Abba Meya Zuvim Be Schara. Shiga Lo Abba Meya Zuvim. I knew you have to pay me Rosh. It's like Uber, you have to pay up front. This service, you have to pay, he sends 400 zuf, 400 gold coins. He was not cheap, very expensive. Kavalazman, Kishagia, and he sent it Mirosh, he had a long turn. Unfortunately, there's long turns for these things. He had to wait his time, but he still sent it Mirosh, it was still kedai for him. Kishagia Zman, Holech Vyolech, Yoshua Pesach Besa, Michasa Shechasa, and she said he's waiting. She told him to come. It's Yula Sheva Mita, Sheshel Kesef, Mel Yena Shel Zav. She had 6 meters, she had a beautiful, stunning palace. She had 6 meters of Kesef, the top was gold. Ben Kolechot Sulim Shel Kesef, also the Yoshua Gabi El Yena Kishihi Aruma. Afu Ola Leshev Arim Kenegna. He got undressed, but he had one problem. Remember, he was Makabal Misvit Sissus, as he took off all his begotten besides his Sissus. As he was going up, Bo Abba Sittus Vitav Choloyal Panav. One of his Sittus, while he was climbing up the ladder, the wind caught it. Here he was going so fast that it flew up and it tapped him on his face. Nishmat v'yosheva gabi karka. He caught himself. He went down on the karka. Umrle, gapa shel reimi. She was a goy. She said, and she was whatever. She believed in gapa shel reimi. She'en ani minichecha ad she'teinu li mamun re'isa. All she cares about is she's pretty. How could a guy not come? What happened? She was shocked. Like, she's stunning. Like, what's going on? And she said, I'm not letting you out. My security guys are all around. You're not leaving the place till you tell me what's the problem. Ella, Sabdel, Amala, Voida, Shaloi Reisa, Isha Yafa Kamaisi. The most prettiest girl in the world. Al mitzvah achas ibisi alekenu v'sitishma. Tzivani Hashem alekechem shtei amen. Ani u'sha'osed lipara, ani u'sha'osed litin tzchavra. V'achshav, it appeared to me. Wow. Stun. It's nifledik. V'sitish hit him on his head. What did it remind him? Osed lipara, or osed litin tzchav. He thought about both. I like what you think. Yerushamayim, hit him. No. Both. Yerushalayim and Tzfat. She said, okay, I'm not letting you come out until you say, what's your name? Which city you're from? And who's your Rosh Yeshiva? And what base medrash you learned? Kosev and Nasim Biyaga. She took her Nechasim. She sold everything. She came to Beis Medrash Shel Rebchia. I know this boy was in the top Beis Medrash. He was the Gadol HaDor, as he was mamish in the Brish Shel Oisai Zman. As she comes to the door, and she wants to see Rebchia. You know, she comes in with a big stretch limo, a mink coat. She comes to the front, the brisk. I want the Rosh Yeshiva. Okay, the Rosh Yeshiva comes down. Okay, he says, okay, what's going on here? What did one of the boys do here? What's going on? Oh, as she comes down. Rebbe, Siva alive, Yaseni Giyayris. She wants to be a Giyayris. Amula Bita, Shabe Necha, Nasna Ba'achas Miratam Bita. That is Aloha, you're not allowed to be Magayir or Goy, a Goyta, if she's doing it to be marry someone. So she said, he asked him, do what he wanted to be a Giyayris. So he obviously, the handsome guy in the Beis Medrash, she wanted to marry him. But she said, yes, I do want to marry him. But let me tell you the story. She was so impressed by this guy that he controlled himself. She has to marry this guy. I'm going to make you a ger, and the shidduch is going to happen. She bought a whole palace, and she moved it to Yerushalayim. She obviously took a room in the Waldorf Astoria. She made a whole matzav over there, or an apartment building in Rehavia. She made a whole matzav over there, Kanegula somewhere. He was going to pay 400 zuvim. She got married to him, and we saw she had a big line. She was very rich. She brought all the money. If he would have done a chet, it would have been one time. And he would have paid 400 zuvim. Now she's his wife, whenever he wants, and she gave him loads of money. Zug the Gemara. Don't think this is a one-time story, a nice fairy tale. No. Zu matim scharoi ba'olam hazeh. La'olam haba al achas kama v'kama. This is what this guy got. Mida kenegim mida in olam hazeh. Every time you don't look at something you're not supposed to look at, zug the goyim. Every hana you don't take be'isr, you get back beheder. Har be yoisa bo elam hazer, val ah ulo oilam haba, al ahas kama vekam. Zog the Talmud of the Goyim, and Eben Shloima, the mucker of this Goyim, is this Gemara in the Mas. people say it's so hard not to look. It's so hard not to do an avera. It's so hard not to be chayde. Why? I'm losing. It's hefsid avera. I'm losing. I'm losing in life. If you'd only know, you're not losing anything. You're investing. Everything you give up for Torah and mitzvahs to learn Torah and not do an avera, you're going to get back. You're going to have a wife that's going to be, you're going to be very happy with. You're going to have children, you're going to have loads of nachas. You're going to look into the Gemara, you're going to have a geshmak nifla. You're going to have an oilam hazeh, you're going to be a happy person. Every shtick of alcohol you want to drink and you control yourself, l'shem shamayim, Hashem's going to give you happiness more than being drunk. L'havdol, every drug nobody has an assignment but you don't take, Hashem's going to make you more happy than those people that are on drugs too. L'chashiv hefsid avera keneged schara. Behefsid mitzvah keneged schara. If we open up our hearts, we open up our minds, and we start thinking a little bit, you'd be amazed how much we could change and how much we could grow. And over here we're talking about a bachur, you know, okay, so this is a nice story about the top bachur and the top yeshiva. No, this was a bachur that had 400 zuvim. Don't ask me where he got it from. Probably his parents gave him the credit card, whatever, however he got it. He had 400 zuvim, and he was already on the way. He paid Leroish, and he was almost there. Yesh koinoi lamai v'shah achas. It wasn't the first time he looked, probably. But yesh koinoi lamai v'shah achas. One ma'isa, he changed his life. What he would have done be'isser, and he would have felt bad for the rest of his life, and he would have ruined his life, now he would have zeicha beheter, alachas kama bekama lo'ilo hava. There's a sulam ha'ilo lamayla, zaka mesilas yisharim. A pasha trying to help the ilam to realize to go on the sulam. How do we get on that sulam? A little bit of thought when we do things, a little bit more thought, we could really change our lives in big ways. This is a very powerful Gemara. It's a very powerful lesson in life. And the Gaon said it's true in everything. He brings another doom. Haroi devacha ha-kovid, ha-kovid b'yreches mimenu. Someone runs after kovid in oilam hazeh. He's running after the fancy cars. He's running after all the name brands. He's running after Ashiras because he wants COVID. A COVID by Reches Mimeno. He's never going to have it. Haboy Reach Mena COVID. He's not running after COVID in that way because he's investing in what's real. A COVID Redefes Achlo. And we see Emes and Sadiqim and the COVID they really get. Whoa, that's real COVID. Kairach made a mistake. He was roi devacha COVID. As Kairach, Mr. Kairach is the dugman of kilu, the doiri doiris, design. Moshe and Aaron, quiet. Moshe and Aaron, the doiri doiris, they're the dugma of Sadiqim. As this coin is so powerful. It's so life-building. He's got to take it to heart, but it's not enough hearing it once. Remember, mein anili, really. The avodah is to start doing it once a day, twice a day, three times a day, and slowly, slowly, you're going to get into it. It's going to grow, and you'll grow tremendously.